China.
He needs some milk. He needs some milk. Good fucking day. Good day. Good fucking day. How are my levels at? I should turn it up a lot because I'm in the green room of the Caroline of Brunswick, so there's a show next door. It'd be funny if they could hear my podcast, my solo podcast, my super popular media mogul solo podcast that everyone's been raving about. If they could hear that, and Henry Ginsberg had to stop his show to tell me stop being so hilarious in the green room. You absolute fucking dog. Anyway, how are you guys doing? You guys good? You guys fucking... Fuck yeah. This is some fucking house music. Welcome to the fucking radio show. This is where we fucking slit throats and we cut people up. And we're also... It's also about kindness and Buddhism. Yeah, we're a mixed bunch here. It just depends what kind of feeling I'm feeling. Mate, I was on the beach today. Brighton has a beach. And it's just full of fucking stones. I wouldn't call it a beach as I'd call it. That quarry next to the sea. I was down at the quarry next to the sea. And I saw goths on the beach. Did you guys know that goths went to the beach? Fuck me right in the penis ass. I did not know that. I thought they would like disintegrate when they come close to water. So Brighton has sea goths. It's got like water goths, you know. Usually like... When I was growing up, there was only like graveyard goths. That's, you go to the graveyard, smoke cigarettes, and read poetry. I didn't have a goth flock. I was trans goth, and so I was alone, a non-binary goth maybe. So I didn't have any. But this place is full of goths. The Carolina Brunswick is like there's tons of goths down the stairs, man. This place is so open. Brighton is so progressive. It's got a fucking bar full of fucking goths. Who fucking would believe in me? I'm gonna be converted. I heard someone on the beach to say today. So someone was on the beach or the quarry, whatever you want to call it, and they said, "This town is full of fucking characters. So many characters that I'm kind of getting a brain tumor just looking at them." Some guy said, "I mean, I say guy. I don't know what the fuck he was." this fucking flower fairy said, "He's just walking past." Wearing, it wasn't even a dress, it was a tutu, full beard, but it's not like dress up, it's just the beach, you know. And he goes, "I'm actually neo-pagan." Let that sink in there. That's fucking sick, mate. Neo-pagan. How the fuck can I become a neo-pagan? Man, this is the future. Britain is the future. It's fucking wild. I just peek downstairs and I can't stop giggling at everyone. But they're just... Everyone in this bar looks like they just fell off the underneath of a fucking motorbike. It's... I don't know. It's a biker bar, but all the bikers are artists and non-binaries. It's fascinating stuff. Anyway, I've got a show here in just less than an hour. I had to do a kid show today. PG Hits, it's called, right? You can't swear. Me trying not to fucking swear. What kind of cuntbag fucking retard idea is that? You know what I mean? But I got through the whole set. I was just saying, you know, flipping bananas and pears. You know, I was putting fruit where I'd usually say child molester and contrary. But I was actually doing well. You know what I mean? I was just asking what their favorite movies were and where they're going to be when they grow up. These kids aren't cunt. They don't have a chance. But... And towards the end I said fuck, and then everyone was like ooh. I should have just said it fudge. I should have said you misheard as my accent, it was fudge, but it was out there, so I don't know if I'd be invited back to that. I thought I was fucking killing it with the kids, you know what I mean, until I cursed. But what can you do? I was just making I couldn't do like a clean set, right? So what I was doing was I was just not swearing, but I was just basically just doing jokes about, like, you know, pedophiles these days, they need to use Prime instead of Haribo. I don't know. Yeah, I probably won't get asked back to that. I might do. I don't know. I know the booker. I know. I think it was good. I actually honestly think it was good. I didn't watch anyone else. I just left. went upstairs and did another set, you know what I mean? This kid is around the town, bouncing, bouncing, bouncing. You can't stop me. I'll kill you. I'll kill everyone you fucking know. But, yeah, me and Catherine have to do the old marriage show, you know? Me and the wife have to do the marriage show. But it's on after Henry's show. It's sunny down here. No one's going to fucking come. I hope no one fucking comes. Just pocket the money. No, but if they don't show up, fuck them. But I guarantee fucking four of them are going to show up. So we're not going to refund 20 quid. Fiver a ticket. A fucking fiver a ticket. Can you believe that? I'm a cheap bastard, right? I'll do anything for fucking a couple of pence here and there. But £5 a ticket for a fucking show is fucking retarded at this stage. Is everything cheap besides going to comedy shows that I profit from? Everything else is fucking expensive in this world. Besides, when I'm on the fucking, when there's money bags here. You know? Maybe I should get into DJing. I should be just a radio DJ. Hey everybody, welcome to the radio station. We're playing house music, we're taking drugs, we're having conversion therapy. Caller. We have a caller on line one. We're talking about cutting. Which way do you cut? That's wrong, you fucking fag. Caller, line two. I don't know. This is experimental radio, remember? Today is one of my more lucid days. I'm not even joking. Today is one of my more fucking clear-headed days. I mean, we had a big fight in the morning because leaving an Airbnb is stressful, you know? But, then just fucking ambled around town in the sunshine, hung on the beach, and then did a kid show, and then did a Shaggers, Best of Britain Fringe upstairs for Nick Coppin. Fucking, there's nerds down here, man. You know what I mean? But they're good. The audiences are good. I just need more. I might just Google lower Brighton jokes. I might just Google anyone's Brighton jokes and I'll steal them and just use them as my own. That's what comedy is anyway. Plagiarism. What the fuck else are you meant to do? What else are you meant to do? Write your own jokes. Get the fuck out of here. I'll kill you. The only original one here is fucking schizophrenic ear on the fucking microphone. Essentially, I am the only one that exists in this whole world. If you break it down. If you break it down, ladies and gentlemen, there's no way to prove that anyone else really exists. In fact, chances are they're all just a construction of your imagination and you are the only deity in this universe. Welcome to your own world. You think if I was constructing my own universe, I would make myself in a better situation than £5 fucking pound tickets for a show with my wife, which I let her do most of the work, you know what I mean, because I'm a feminist. Yeah, we like to have fun around here, guys. We like to have fun around here. Is it 1 o'clock yet? We like to have fucking fun around here. Anyway. Oh man, you should see the fucking crackheads. People of crack. You should see the people of crack around Brighton, mate. Is it a busker? Is it a crackhead? As soon as you pick up an instrument, you're a busker, you know? That's it. It's like, I believe in what you see is as far as I can convey. You know, perception is reality. You might be cracked out of your fucking mind, but if you pick up a bin, turn it upside down and start slapping it with your head. Artiste! I saw a guy there and he was, he took out a spoon, he started playing the spoons. And I was like, that's not a crackhead. That's a busker! And then he took out a lighter and he started heating the spoon. And I was like, oh, it's crackhead. That might be a joke I'm trying later, ladies and gentlemen. There's a fucking drunk guy just fucking bombing yesterday in the street. But he was he had a bottle in his hand and he was singing. And he was fucking playing the guitar and he was swaying across the footpath like a fucking pendulum back and forth, bouncing off the wall, missing every fucking string, voice dog shit. And I was like, he's so in the moment. This is beautiful. That's who you aspire to be, you know what I mean? Fuck. Alright, I gotta go get a coffee. I gotta get a coffee to keep me going. It's always good to share my life with you. Fucking, you know, there's a million of you out there listening. I know you like it. Fuck yeah. Oh, let's go. Let's go. Let's fucking go. Kill your whole family. Small crack. Small crack. Peace out, motherfuckers. Yeah.